The cruise ship towered over the dock in San Pedro like an enormous white layer cake or a floating apartment building. The one thing it didn't look like was an ocean-going vessel. Liv and her family surrendered their bags to porters and carried their backpacks into the terminal building. Her husband, Benjamin, was fascinated by the quay, built to get thousands of people onto 15-deck ships. As they checked in, Liv filled out a form attesting that neither she nor her children had been sick in the last 2 weeks. It was a lie. Sebastian and Penny were 8 and 11, and it was December. They were walking germ vectors. "You're saying no illnesses, right?" her cousin Nora murmured beside her. Nora's son, Marcus, was 11 like Penny, and they'd both had the same cold. Nora's 6-year-old, June, had a cough. "Yes," Liv whispered back. They turned in the forms. Surely everyone lied and no one was fooled. An agent with bright green glasses took their passports for safekeeping, in exchange for plastic IDs to serve as cabin keys and charge cards. Penny gazed at her own ID. "So I can buy things with this?" "If your mom authorizes it," the agent said. "Authorize it," Penny said, brandishing the card at Liv. "What are you going to buy?" Liv asked. "Things!" Two pert young Australian women in white uniforms made them stop for a photograph in front of a life ring. Benjamin put his arm around Liv, with Penny and Sebastian in front of them. These were never satisfying pictures, the family photos. Liv was the same height as Benjamin, and she felt herself slouch, even though it was ridiculous to care. The day was unseasonably warm, and she ran a hand up the damp back of her neck, feeling hot and flushed. She kept her hair cropped short so she could swim before work without losing time, but she was reminded by photos that her usually no-nonsense mother thought she should grow it out. Sebastian, blonde like Liv, always looked a little wild-eyed in photos, the flash catching him by surprise. Penny had taken to striking poses, as if the world were her own red carpet. They moved away, and Raymond and Nora took their place in front of the life ring with Marcus and June. Liv watched. They were so handsome. Raymond with dark, smooth skin, Nora pale and brunette with a glossy ponytail, the kids tawny-limbed. They looked like an ad featuring a happy biracial family, one that would get horrible troll reactions online. Marcus was tall for 11 and had the beginnings of an afro, and Junie wore tiny braids. Raymond had cut his hair close for a movie role as a cop.
"Is this the before picture?" he asked after the camera flashed.
"Something like that," one of the Australians said, smiling. "But you look like the after picture." Liv couldn't tell if they had recognized Raymond. She thought not. "He always looks like the after picture," she said.
"I bet," the girl said.
"Oh my God," Nora said as they moved on. "We're not even on board and they're flirting with him." They made their way among milling passengers, across a central court with a patterned marble floor. A giant Christmas tree rose up through 3 decks.
"Wow," Sebastian breathed. "It's like the Nutcracker," Penny said, "but real."
They went up in a glass elevator past the top of the tree, then down a blue-carpeted corridor. Liv and Nora had booked cabins next to each other, and Liv opened hers with the key card. There was a bottle of champagne and a bowl of fruit inside. The cabinets were pale wood, the bed covers nautical navy and white. A couch in a little sitting area would pull out for the kids, so the cabin counted as a suite. Mirrors made it all look bigger than it was, and the California sun glared bright through the balcony doors. Penny and Sebastian ran outside to look down.
"No going out on the balcony unless an adult is here," Liv said. "Deal?"
"Deal," they sang in chorus. They ran back in to investigate the clever cupboards and the drawers that latched shut. Marcus and June arrived to compare notes.
"This is exactly backward from ours," Marcus pronounced. That's so weird, June said, flopping back on the bed, braids bouncing. I feel like I'm in Mirrorland.